Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's an honor to serve the living God, the true God, the one who loves us, gives us songs in the night, dreams, visions, and many blessings. God loves us. I can't be ashamed of the Lord who loves us. He is wonderful, a true friend, a blessing. Everywhere I go, my desire is to represent Him truly. The world has misrepresented the Lord our God and King. Inspired by Satan and the wickedness of men, because they don't see God, they don't regard Him. And they don't want Him in their thinking. Everybody can judge good and evil, and they know down deep inside that He is. That's why Psalms 2 said, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing?" They put vain things first. Growing up in a world that puts vain things first, and then there's a few dedicated people that truly love God, and then there are people who are aspiring to know God, and there's so much confusion. But when you draw near to the Lord, you get to know Him yourself. That's one of the greatest treasures you can ever attain. And I love Him. I know He loves me, and I know He loves everybody. Now, God wants us to spread His love, because that's the first thing that happens when people become dedicated. We all love God because He first loves us. And love works everywhere. You can love a person no matter what they do. And love helps produces change. Everything of God is based on His love. Everything. All that we do. If you take the element of love away, everything just collapses. Everything collapses. A lot of people aspire to have power. And they want recognition, fame, fortune, all the glorified, wonderful things in the mind of man. But when you take away the love of God, what do you have? You're back to nothing. Even the best works without love are nothing. It's the love of God that gives us the peace and hope we love, we enjoy. And I'm going to do all I can do to follow Him. He has always been there. Now God, I gave the analogy in the last broadcast about how Israel, if they had taken their place and position, what a much greater state our earth would be in. But because they didn't, we have what we have. They had a chance in the history to make a better difference. The truth is, we all are just like Israel. When you become the light of the world and the salt of the earth, you become what Israel could have been. Remember, Israel is in the center of the earth. Now, before men had the knowledge to make a globe and map the whole earth, they may have had the knowledge, but not the capability. But anyway, before they made the true maps, Isaiah wrote that it was in the center of the earth. And it was also, there's another scripture that talks about it being in the center of the earth. I think it's in Ezekiel, but I have to find it. I know in Isaiah chapter 5, it may have been Job, but anyway, no. I know it was Isaiah chapter 5. It talks about Israel being in the center of the earth. If you put all the land back together that was divided in the days of Peleg, all the land in this original place when God made Adam, Israel would be in this direct center of it all. Now, I talked about a month ago, 2 months ago, about how different worlds, I talked about different worlds few months back. And this is not planets, I'm talking about societies. People flock together and group together in their societies. You know, their societies are shaped by income, what kind of family they come from, what kind of neighborhood they come from, and the people that they're most comfortable with. And when people grow old, they have old friends that grew up in the same condition. And then they, whatever they fall in love with, they create new friends. And so their society changes. And some people cling to what they were used to, and their old, new friends are much like their old friends, coming from the same conditions, background, race, age, whatever, they gravitate to. Even church, there are different societies, different belief systems in these, within these societies. And then the worlds collide when people are invited to baseball games, things people have in common, movies. Well, you know, when people can get together and talk, they have different backgrounds sharing the same interests, even church. Now, wherever you, whatever society you deal with, the people that surround you daily, if you have the light of God with you and in you, and you're effective just like salt, you become the center of your world, your society, your people. You become outstanding and peculiar because you do what God would do. When others do what they would do, you do what God would do. You see things more clearly. You provide hope where there's no hope. And I don't say these things like this. It's true. It's real. Israel would have been in the center of the world. People would have come through Israel to get to where they were going. And they would have saw the love of God. If only if they would have been the light of the world and the salt of the earth. They were designed by God to be a blessing to all nations. It would have been better if man didn't fall in the first place, but that didn't happen. But it's good that we have hope, we have truth, we have peace, we have great joy, and no sorrow with it. So, when you go forward in life, aspiring to do the things of God, dedicating yourself to the Lord, doing His will, His perfect will, you become the light of the world, salt of the earth. And now Satan has a problem. He can't stop the mighty works of God so quickly, because there's millions of people who love God, who dedicate themselves to Him, and they don't back down. And God loves us so dearly. And as we go forward in Him, we learn things we couldn't learn any other way. And I love Him. I know that He is with us. I know that it's going to be good. I know that I'm going to go forward in Him. Everything I do, I'm supplied by the Lord to do all the things He gives me to do. I'm supplied by the Lord to love. I'm supplied by the love to have the strength I need, the dedication I need, the wisdom, the knowledge, everything. I'm supplied by the Lord from glory to glory. And I want to go forward because I can in Him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when you love, when you walk in the love of God towards everybody, you become known for walking in the love of God towards everybody. You become unpopular when people want to be upset with people. Sometimes people are miserable against people. They have miseries and they have a problem with people. And they want to, they don't want things, they don't want the people that they hate to be loved by anybody. That's why people say, well, we don't talk about politics, because they don't want to ruffle feathers. But I took a position of loving everybody. I don't talk against the presidents and elected officials, people like that. I love everybody. And even the people across the aisle, you know, some people favor one party over another. But I love all of them. And the party I'm for, I try to vote split ticket, because you gotta, in order for a party to change, you have to elect people that with character. And sometimes people of character run on both sides. Every Democrat is not bad, every Republican is not bad. You got bad ones on both sides. Just like, that's where people come from. These parties, they didn't just arrive, they came from people. And you have to vote good people in. So I rely on the Holy Spirit and His wisdom when I make my selections. But nevertheless, I pray for all of them, because the Lord told us to. I don't agree with all of them. Sometimes I told, and I know God don't agree with all of them, but He can cause people to do what is necessary. Remember, He's dividing the light from the darkness, and He always will. He's going to get rid of darkness. I promise you, it's going to be a thing of the past. He's going to destroy it if He can't win it over. Everybody that won't change and budge and leave, stay in the world, He's going to destroy the world system. Now remember, next time Jesus returns, He's not coming back to save. He's coming back to kill. And He's going to take what's His. And He's going to destroy what's not His. And the people who survive the tribulation period, they are living His kingdom if they were not an enemy. So it's important to know that God is about to wrap all this up, and I'm happy He is. And I want everybody I know to benefit from the love and justice of Jesus Christ. The mercy and the grace. He did it in a justified way. He made us just before the Lord. But when you don't receive salvation, you maintain your condition of evil. Born in sin, shaped in iniquity. So as you go forward in Him, understand full well that you make a difference. Doesn't always look like you make a difference. But in Him, we make the difference we need to make. You can go forward if you want to. You can receive greater promises. You can do better and better. It's important to know that God is on your side. He's for you, not against you. He's going to bless you and cause you to be a blessing. In Him, we live, move, and have our being. In Him, through Him, by Him. Whatever you need to know, remember the Holy Spirit manifests Himself seven ways, the seven spirits of God, listed in Isaiah 11. And I love receiving His knowledge and wisdom and counsel. If I feel weak, might, I can study His word, hear His word, and receive strength to have might. So I can be mighty. Whatever I need, I am fully supplied. Now Zechariah talked about the same seven spirits, but he showed us that it's relayed through the lampstands. We are like lampstands when we receive the light of God's word. We are showing people the love of God, the light of God, the word of God, the things that make society strong. There are many worlds in this one planet, many societies, age groups, gender, you know, some societies, they by their age, by what they like, what they like to do. Some people like to party. Some people love the Lord. Some people love education. And they gather friends of the same sort. So every society needs somebody to take the love of God to them. Another place that society has emerged is the workplace. Everybody has to work somewhere. And when you share the love of God, they'll receive the light of God's word. And if they get on board with God, they're going to go back to the society that they cherish. And they're going to share the love of God with their friends and their family and their associates and sometimes their enemies. So it's important. One person that gets saved, they become the center of their world. A city set on a hill can't be hid. God put Jerusalem in an elevated position. It's an elevated place. It's on a mountain. You always go up to Jerusalem. God is good. He thinks of everything. The place in the center of the world, you have to go up to get there. Wherever you're from, even if you're coming from the north, you go up to Jerusalem. He thinks of everything. You can see it far away. It's beautiful for situation. That's why Satan wants it. Now God made a covenant. The land belongs to God. And his people are to live there. They have a place in Israel. And they have to, because they had, the things that God has done is an everlasting covenant. Now, Israel didn't pull it off because they failed to drive out the Canaanites. And the influence of the Canaanites neutralized the light that they had. It made them null and void. If you don't drive out the Canaanites out of your life, the wicked thoughts of Satan, the influences that don't work, doubt and unbelief, things like that, depression, if you don't drive these things out, they'll neutralize your life, make you ineffective. See, we don't just fight and win for ourselves. We fight and win for ourselves and also to be a blessing to God's people. You can't represent God unless you know him. And you can't represent him right unless you get rid of the sin, unless you get rid of every weight and sin that so easily besets you. Remember, the weights are not always sin. They just slow you down. Doubtful thoughts. You have to deal with them. You have to reject them so you can live better. The love of God is with you always. He loves us. And he always will. But those who love this world are in for a rude surprise. They're not gonna have a planet anymore. They're gonna be destroyed, put in hell, if they don't believe on that Savior. Jesus is the only Savior. There's not another one. So those who survive this life, they have one thing in common. They all believed on Jesus Christ as their Savior, Lord, and King. When that's in place, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. You'll cooperate. You'll go forward and not backwards. You'll be the head and not the tail because you're a greater servant. You become a servant of God, servant of man. Victory is not just for you, it's for everybody. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.